Dart's Trump rally, Fraser's green flag, and Votto's second act. Giants quarterback Jackson Dart introduced Donald Trump at a New York rally over the weekend, generating significant backlash and reigniting debate about athlete political engagement. The controversy underscores how professional athletes, whose platforms reach millions of fans across the political spectrum, face an increasingly complex calculus about when and how to use those platforms for partisan purposes. The contrast with Brendan Fraser's appearance at the 110th Indianapolis 500 was striking. Fraser, who was born in Indianapolis, served as honorary starter, waving the green flag and calling the speedway the Vatican, in a ceremonial role that celebrated regional identity and shared cultural heritage without advocating for specific political positions. The two appearances illustrate the range of choices available to public figures navigating questions of platform and political expression. CBS drew its own controversy after initially moving to take down episodes of Stephen Colbert's public access show, then suspending those takedowns following public backlash. The reversal suggests that aggressive copyright enforcement can generate more reputational damage than the underlying intellectual property issue warrants, particularly when audience relationships are at stake. Former Cincinnati Reds first baseman Joey Votto offered a quieter story of reinvention, revealing in retirement that he has earned sushi accreditation in Japan and yoga certification in Spain. His post-career path, immersive study in entirely different disciplines across different cultures, represents a departure from the coaching and broadcasting routes that most professional athletes follow and touches on broader conversations about career flexibility and lifelong learning.